Now, the luxury Belmond Grand Hibernian Irish sightseeing train is set for a bumper summer, with many of its €9,000 tickets already selling out. The 11 million sleeper train, operated by the same company that whisks passengers through Midland Europe on the Orient Express, was launched last August and resumes its 2017 schedule next month. Martin Hemming, he's the deputy travel editor with the Sunday Times. Martin, you were on the train last year, is that right?
I was. Good morning. Yes, probably October last year. Yes, I got to ride on the Grand Hibernian for two nights.
And where did you go, or can you remember the exact detail of the itinerary?
I can, yes. So we pulled off out of Dublin Houston Station on a Saturday morning, trundled up to Belfast, trundled back to Dublin, trundled down to Waterford, and then back to Dublin.
And can I ask you what, and I know 9,000 I think is for the 7-day trip, I think it's
it is, yeah.
It's 6,260 for a 5-day trip, but what makes it, what do you get for that money? Like, what makes it so special?
It is pretty special, actually. I mean, I think it's just the quality of these trains. I mean, you may have been on a kind of sleeper train through Europe, sleeping on a bunk bed and washing your armpits in the sink, but this is a whole different kettle of fish, really. I mean, each carriage is split into two cabins where you get your own bed and you get a hot shower, so you can sort of be trundling along, I don't know, County Wicklow while having a hot shower. All your food and drink is included, and the waiters are lovely, handsome Irish boys who, you know, you just give them a glance and they're bringing you another Irish whiskey or a sort of locally made gin.
So is it all you can eat and drink? So they mightn't make too much money on fellas like you and me then up at the bar if we got our money's worth.
Yeah, there's no sort of buffet breakfast. That's all kind of brought out on plate.
Right.
But yeah, honestly, kind of on the evening, it was a few kind of drunken evenings on that train.
And is it true that it broke down in Rush, or is that just folklore? Did the train actually break down?
I've not heard that. My train seemed to work. seamlessly, but I'm sure there's always kind of complications, and I guess part of that kind of ticket cost is getting that train kind of weaved into the timetable, because it uses the same tracks that, you know, the sort of, I don't know what a day return to Dublin Belfast is. I think it's sort of €40.
About that, yeah.
So I think a lot of the cost is sort of renting space at the station. So yes, it is expensive, but I guess you're paying for quite a unique experience.
And what about the guest or the punter on the train? What type of individual would that be? Obviously, clearly one that's, you know, has 9,000 or 6,000 euros to spend.
Yes, there was a mix. I mean, obviously very popular with Americans, kind of coming over and sort of exploring their Irish heritage and that kind of thing. There was one sort of ostentatiously rich kind of young Italian gay couple who were kind of wearing designer trainers and had lots of Louis Vuitton bags and that kind of thing. But everyone else was, I mean, clearly successful, clearly had the money, but
yeah.
They weren't flash in any way.
And Martin, have you been on the Orient Express?
Do you know what? No, I haven't yet. That's on my bucket list. My mother and father recently sort of spent some of their retirement money doing it, so I know a bit about it.
Okay, no, I was just kind of curious as to how the Grand Hibernian would compare with the Orient Express. It seems like a kind of a similar experience, although obviously the terrain is very different.
I think the train is, this Grand Hibernian is substantially sort of more comfortable. You don't get a shower on the Orient Express. You know, you are kind of, as I say, washing your armpits in the sink, and you do have to pay extra for your drinks on the Orient Express, which my mother was complaining about.
So as the deputy travel editor of the Sunday Times, then you've obviously been to a lot of places. Would you recommend the Grand Hibernian Irish as an experience?
I think it is. Yeah, I think it's one of those ones. It's not money for money's sake. It's a very unique experience. But I mean, if you just wanted to see sort of Ireland and you had that sort of budget, I would be tempted to stay at the best hotels you can, hire the flashiest sports car you can, and eat at the sort of most expensive restaurants you can, and it'd probably still work out a little bit cheaper than going on the train. But if you want the magic of the railway, if you want that unique experience of sitting in extreme comfort as the sort of beautiful Irish countryside flies by, then you could save up for it.
Well, it's called the Belmond Grand Hibernian, and my guest was Martin Hemming, deputy travel editor of the Sunday Times. Thanks very much, Martin.
Thank you.